The Dalai Lama took up the question of how to cultivate empathy. His answer offered an insight into one reason he so often extended our discussion to include the implications for animals. One way you can develop empathy, he explained, is to start with small sentient beings like ants and insects. Really attend to them and recognize that they too wish to find happiness, experience pleasure, and be free of pain. Start there with insects and really empathize with them, and then go on to reptiles and so forth. Other human beings and yourself will all follow. On the other hand, if you murder little insects and dismiss any possibility of their wanting pleasure and avoiding pain, then when you come to animals that are more and more like us, it's easy to dismiss them. Even if a dog is wounded and it yelps, you don't experience the pain. Since you've already gotten into the mode of disregarding the pleasure and pain of an insect, now it's easier to disregard a bird, a dog, and even another person who cries out. You would never feel the empathy until it actually hits your own skin. If you have greater sensitivity to the pain and suffering of animals, the Dalai Lama continued, then all the more you will have a greater sensitivity and empathy toward other human beings. It is a uniquely Buddhist phrase to refer to other sentient beings as mother sentient beings. The point is, how you perceive sentient beings makes a difference. Mark noted, "This confronts us with many problems in the West. For example, in the town where I live, school is closed on the first day of hunting season so that everyone can go sport hunting. When I think about trying some of these ideas with children, I would come up against real philosophical opposition from almost 40% of men in the rural area I live in." And then there's fishing, the Dalai Lama added. It's conceivable there could be a worldwide ban on sport hunting at some point, but it's almost impossible to conceive of a similar ban in relation to fish or poultry on a global scale. Owen had a different kind of reaction, one that took us back to my beginning question about how to cultivate positive emotions. "I'm more convinced than I was even before I spoke with His Holiness on the first day that we are consistently talking about ethics. I just made a list of some of the main virtues and wholesome states of mind: fairness or justice, love or charity, patience, compassion, generosity, gratitude, tolerance, courage, honesty, self-knowledge, or principles such as treating each person as if he is worth no more than any other person and acknowledging that oneself is worth no more than any other." The kinds of things that Mark was talking about this morning are ways to get young people to be able to live lives like that. In some sense, what we're really doing here is moral philosophy and trying to foster secular ethics. There's no way around that. The Dalai Lama nodded in agreement. Even so, as he later told me, he felt a bit wary about talking in terms of morality, feeling that when beneficial practices or techniques are described in terms of moral development, it lessens their appeal to many people. Presenting scientific evidence or analysis of how positive emotions can be cultivated and of what is destructive in emotional life, he felt, is the best way to approach the public. His goal was to reach all humanity. We have these destructive emotions because we are human, and so we all need a better awareness of them.